We meet in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and was raised to the glory of God the Father. Grace and mercy be with you all.
And also with you.
Today we come together to remember before God Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, to give thanks for his life and to comfort one another in our grief. The words of Psalm 23, in which the psalmist likens the enduring comfort, kindness, and consideration of God towards us like that of a shepherd to his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He shall feed me in a green pasture and lead me forth beside the waters of comfort. He shall convert my soul and bring me forth in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou shalt prepare a table before me against them that trouble me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. But thy loving kindness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
O God, our sovereign and shepherd, who brought again your Son Jesus Christ from the valley of death, comfort us with your protecting presence and your angels of goodness and love, that we also may come home and dwell with him in your house for ever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid."
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But you are forever, from everlasting to everlasting, and we put our trust in you, for you have promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Loving Lord, in this last year, through the worst of a global pandemic, we've been face to face with our fragility and vulnerability, perhaps for some of us as never before. Against that backdrop of hurt and loss, we give you thanks for the life and service of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Some are called to the front of the stage, others to supporting roles, and we rejoice in the way he supported Her Majesty the Queen through all of the years of her reign. We remember too his work supporting charities and, perhaps most memorably for young people for over 60 years, his patronage of the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. In this hour of loss, we offer our heartfelt prayers for Her Majesty and her family. Comfort them in their loss, bind up their wounds, and grant them the consolation of a store of treasured memories. Grant Her Majesty the peace that comes from knowing you and which passes all understanding. These and all our prayers we ask in the name of Jesus, who through his life, death and resurrection offers us hope instead of despair, life instead of death. Amen. Almighty God, whose power can bring good out of evil, give us faith and light in times of darkness, and help us to understand your ways through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Good morning. The secular Easter holiday is now well over. For just about everyone, it was a strange weekend. The pleasant weather of Easter Saturday gave way to quite unseasonal weather in the days which followed, including snowfalls on Tuesday. As someone entitled an email to me, "See amid the Easter snow." With travel restrictions still in place, it wasn't realistic to go anywhere. I saw some people out walking locally. Others, I realised, remained at home. However you spent the holiday, I hope that in the midst of all the challenges, trials and sorrows of the present times, that the timeless message of the resurrection has inspired you afresh and will sustain you as we face the days to come. The liturgical season of Easter lasts not just 4, but 50 days. Today is the second Sunday of Easter. It is often called Low Sunday. The term may reflect the somewhat less intense celebration of the day relative to the great feast of Easter on the preceding Sunday. Many parishes experience lower attendance on Low Sunday than on Easter Day. Now that our buildings are open again for services following an extended period of closure, perhaps the combined numbers of those attending in church today, together with those worshipping online, will be above average. Our services today, both in church and online, follow the form of an Easter festival of readings, hymns, and anthems.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The hymn, Alleluia, Alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise.
Sing to God.
Beloved in Christ, we meet together to celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, and to hear again from the Holy Scriptures how he could not be holden of death, but broke the prison bands of man's mortality. But first, let us pray for the unity of the churches, for the sick, for the feeble, for those who sorrow, for captives, for faithful penitents, for those who make any journey, for men, women, boys, and girls, for those not exceeding good or bad, and for all who desire or deserve our prayer and supplication. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Amen.
Mary Magdalene and the other woman visit the Holy Sepulchre and find it empty. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told this to the apostles.
The old man, nor with the leaven of man's sin, wickedness. Peter and John visit the empty tomb and find the grave, clothes set aside. Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there. But he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes.
Christ appears to Mary Magdalene and talks with her, and she supposes him to be the gardener. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabbuini," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
Christ appears to two of his disciples and walks and talks with them as they journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us, while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
As we walked home at close of day, a stranger joined us on our way. He heard us speak of one who'd gone, and when we stopped, he carried on. Why wander further without light? Please stay with us this troubled night. We've shared the truth of how we feel, and now would like to share a meal. We sat to eat our simple spread, then watched the stranger take the bread. And as he said the blessing prayer, we knew that someone else was there. No stranger he, it was our eyes which failed to see in stranger's guise the Lord who risen from the dead met us when ready to be fed. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. As Mary and our sister said, the Lord is risen from the dead.
Christ talks with his disciples in hiding and shows them his risen body. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. They were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. if you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
Apostle Thomas is doubtful of the resurrection of Christ and is given convincing proof. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails in my hand and in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe."
Thank you. Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, James and John go fishing in the Sea of Galilee. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathaniel of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish.
Christ appears to his 11 disciples and gives them his final charge. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name.
Hear the words of St. Peter in his first epistle, in the first chapter, beginning at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Christ is alive, let prisoners sing, the cross stands empty to the sky.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, who in days of old didst give to this land the benediction of thy holy church, withdraw not, we pray thee, thy favour from us, but so correct what is amiss and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to thy glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. We sing the hymn, "We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for your presence and participation in this service today. We are particularly indebted to the various readers. Sunday next, there will be an online service from 10 a.m. There will be services in church in Annahilt at 10 a.m. and in Myra Hamlet from 12 noon. The services next Sunday will be in the form of a service of thanksgiving for the life and service of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. The annual Easter General Vestry meetings of both parishes will take place later this month. The Annahilt Easter Vestry will be on Monday, the 19th of April at 8 o'clock in the Parochial Hall. The Myra Hamlet Easter Vestry will be on Wednesday, the 21st of April at 8 o'clock in the Parochial Hall. As usual, the previous year will be reviewed and also elections for the incoming church wardens and select vestries will also take place. Those who are registered vestry persons may vote and or stand for office. Attendance at the meetings is open to all parishioners. Thank you.